Growing up, it is all about your brilliance. Wherever you go, there you are. But you must also grow, so it will be the new you, the you that is most true to you. Therefore, wherever you go, you will grow. You always grow, and you grow faster the more you know. Do not stop. Do not let anybody or anything stop you from growing up. There is a danger lurking here, because well-wishing people will try to cut you off from your future. And it almost always works, too. You hear people quietly mutter, "I can't. I have a job now." A boy turned to a 62-year-old balding man who never smiles, wondering where he lost his youth. Youth is lost by not growing all the way up, by not standing up for who you truly, deeply are. It happens when we get tricked into giving up. We then stop rising and may even fall. We are not allowed to become our parents or older siblings or anyone from the older generation. We are not to travel the roads of the previous generations. We must grow from where they left off. Failing that, it's all for naught. Their false advice is not their fault. They get cut off too. If they knew, like everyone else, the best they could say is, "How were we supposed to know?" Please understand that you have a precious right to rise all the way up in knowledge and wisdom and class. It takes little more than a library and a park bench, but I hope your starts are better. It always works out in the end. Your brilliance is to our dark ages as the oxygen is to earth. Fight for your path in life and fight for your path in the universe, because you can't rewind your life and try again. Don't get mad. Don't be sad. Simply travel your unlimited steps. And please understand that this is the beginning. This is not how things are meant to be. The universe has just burst out of its singularity. The stars that we see are the initial sparks of that explosion. The universe will last for a long time after all the stars fade out. The stars mark the beginning. You will only happen once. Your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your might, and wisdom, and greatness, and above all, your precious brilliance, the light that pushes back the dark ages. Only once. All have the right to flourish, and it will take the brilliance of all. That humanity and its collective incompetence, born of lack of experience, chose to power the world with stupid poverty, must have no bearing on your brilliant life, as the day will come when the world poverty will simply end. We will look at our dirty hands, pollution, climate change, suffering, and war to wash all the debt, and the extinction of tigers and pandas and the rhinoceros and the orangutan. And poverty will end with a simple piece of plastic. And on that day, you are not to stand uneducated. You are to stand a great being and travel unlimited steps. The fantasy is that humanity wants to be poor, so that it is moved by the threat of hunger and that stupid park bench. The fantasy is not the universal income card. The stupid idea of working our way out of poverty will eventually become extinguished. Whatever has been built on top of the bubble of wage slavery will implode and cease to exist, because we can't survive by poisoning this planet. It is the technological interconnectedness of the people that will imbue humanity with the necessary wisdom to see itself outside of this stupid idea of wage slavery. You are to stand proud and independent on the day that humanity will begin advancing at the pace that is finally worthy of it. No matter when that day will come, you are to take to education, to self-education, to real education, and stand tall. You are not to allow anyone to cut you off from the existence that is most worthy of you. No matter their mistakes, their shortfalls, misunderstanding, confusion, or indoctrination, there are no more sacred things in this universe than a life lived without bowing down to other people's mistakes. You are not the reason why poverty exists. You are not the reason for anybody else's poverty. And you are not the answer to the cries of poverty. You are not property. You are not a wage slave. You are not to wash anybody's feet. And your life is your own. Whatever you are born into is probably wrong. You will find the correct observations, answers, and directions across a thousand of the world's most beloved and life-changing books. You have to reach out on your own. Your education is your own responsibility. There is no such thing as being taught. That is not worthy of you. You must learn. I am so sorry to say this. And I am so sorry that this is happening. But blindly trusting and following other people's good intentions and all those paths less traveled by, high school and college and all the other half measures, will only indoctrinate you into accepting massive loans and meaningless jobs or careers that will eventually come to make you weak and old and lost. You are a creator, a thinker, a dreamer. You are a learner. Music composition, painting, programming, and great enlightening outdoor expeditions are but a single tutorial away. You are holy, and your life is precious, and it is meant to be a life of wisdom, greatness, and class. You are to rise outside of any and all invisible prison walls, and you are not to stop to cure the lepers in anybody's head. There is nothing you can do for any one individual in particular to make things better. Use your greatness to set a new course for the entire world. And it is not your fault. It is not your fault. Humanity is nowhere as developed as we think it is. As beautiful as our days, the Dark Ages have not yet come to a close. Loss of species, pollution, mutually assured destruction, it's all still here. and it is not your fault. It is not your fault, but you are our light and our hope, and you are our dream of that bright future. You must not serve as another brick in the wall, or as another cog in the primitive machinery of wage slavery. The only power that can truly lift the world out of the Dark Ages is your brilliance, along with the brilliance of your entire generation. The universal income card does not cause debt, and it draws infinite funds from the improved future of all humankind. It needs not to be feared. Liberty is not to be feared. Stress and addiction and the so-called cures that never look to prevention are what we should fear. Sending people to live under the bridge or on a park bench is what we should fear. Lifting all out of poverty by the bootstraps of their improved future selves is a gift. No matter what you are told, do not stop. Do not let anybody cut you down or off. Your brilliance is not your fault, but your gift. Do not repeat the mistakes of the previous generation and begin at the highest of heights that they have reached. To be human is to grow, and that is how you are supposed to know. Do not hesitate. Do not look back. Look to the brilliant future.